Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Lock It In, a sports betting show, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And now, here's your host, Cam Rogers.
All right, let's lock it in with Cam Rogers. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Brian Brown, for that introduction. This is the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. What's going on? Cam Rogers here, Bridget Whalen there. Follow us on social media. I'm on Twitter at MrRogers99 and on Instagram at MrRogers98. You can follow Bridget on Twitter and the gram at Bridget K. Whalen. We are tapping into the video content here on Golf Bets on Us. Of course, you guys have seen me out there for my other shows, but Bridget and I are bringing you some video content now, so really excited about that. Be sure to check us out on social for those clips as we push out our expert predictions for this week's Farmers Insurance Open. In my opinion, the unofficial start to the PGA Tour season here in 2022. Stacked field, going to be exciting. By the way, Wednesday start. So tomorrow it all begins because, of course, CBS does not want to dip into NFL coverage with the conference championships happening on Sunday. So I think that's a great decision by the PGA Tour. And of course, all of the odds that you hear on this show are courtesy of Bet Online. Bet Online would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all of the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive that 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. I had, I think, a five-game parlay for the NFL last weekend. I guess not game per se, but a five-play parlay that did not go in my direction, unfortunately. But you know what? It's okay. I'll be back on Bet Online to bet more, especially for this week's Farmers Insurance Open. Bridget, it is so great to see you. How are you?
Hey, what's up? This is so out of my comfort zone.
Oh, come on. You have a local news background. You know the camera.
I do. That's fair. But happy to be here. Hi, Cam. I do love to look at your face. So that's the positive.
Oh my gosh. I appreciate that. All right. I'm putting that on my resume. Bridget likes to look at my face. All right. Well, hey, let's talk about the Farmers Insurance Open. And it's a sprint to get our picks in here, Bridget, because it begins tomorrow. First of all, your thoughts on that? We have a Saturday primetime finish.
I like it. I mean, I think it's purposeful, makes a lot of sense. So I'm all for it. Anytime you could not compete with the sport of America, right. I think it's a good choice.
Well, I was thinking about how I was going to present this to you because, of course, you know, I'm a big NFL guy, but you're golf through and through for yourself. And
I'll
be honest. I probably would have the Farmers Insurance on my laptop and the conference championship games on my TV if it was.
I mean, same. Yeah. I'm going to say same. And the games that were this past weekend were just wild. I was on a plane watching a game and the whole plane just erupted. That was the Bills game. So it's madness. And I mean, we live in a little bubble where golf is number one, but for the country, I think football takes the cake.
tough to beat the shield of the NFL. But hey, let's talk about this star-studded field here. Rahm, Xander, Reed, Bryson is back. JT, Matsuyama off a win not too long ago. Jordan Spieth, Phil is playing. We have another course rotation this week, not like last week, but we have Torrey Pines South. We have Torrey Pines North. The players will play both courses, the first two rounds, and then it's the South course the rest of the way on Saturday, or I guess Friday and Saturday. Torrey Pines South, of course, known for hosting the U.S. Opens 2008, 2021, won by Tiger Woods and Jon Rahm, respectively. This is a good tournament. I mean, it's the coming out party, Bridget, in my opinion, as far as an elite field is concerned.
I spent a lot of time at Torrey last year, was there for preview day and then the U.S. Open. I feel like I know the course super well. I mean, that was the South course. But yeah, this is...
Talk about it. It's a big ballpark.
Yeah, municipal. It used to be a horse track or a dog track, which is interesting. The sites are bar none. I think that's Torrey's selling point, is definitely seeing like the hang gliders and the cliffs. Right. And as a major championship venue, I'm kind of out on it. Like, it was awesome to go last year and Tiger Woods. That will live in infamy, expect anything different. But I much prefer it for the farmers and getting to see the North Course, which as a public course, a lot of people play that. So I think that it's cool to have a tournament at a course that a lot of just everyday guys like have had the opportunity to play. So I'm a big fan of Torrey Pines. Excited to kick things off for my first pick. He is kicking things off this year. So I'm going with Dustin Johnson as one of my picks. So I want to get right into it.
Let's do it.
I'm like over Torrey Pines and I feel like I'm on video now. So I like kind of want to just like own the space. Everyone listening, I'm so uncomfortable on video. I feel like this is going to be a huge learning curve.
Demand the camera. Be the camera.
So Cam is right. Yeah, sure. I started off in local news. I was a reporter. I could not see myself when I was being recorded. True. The era that we are in now is not the era I was in when I was field producing and reporting in 2013. Like, we're going, that might have just aged me or dated me. I really don't care. This is so bizarre to be able to see myself speak, which I'm not sure. I'm not really a fan of, but I will get used to it. All right. So I'm going with Dustin Johnson, which, Cam, you know that I like to get into the personal lives of players, and DJ's son Tatum actually just celebrated a birthday. There was a lot of hoopla, a lot of money looking like it was being spent. So Dustin, from a personal perspective, is probably like a strange choice, also this being his first event of 2022. But there are three, I don't even know what to do with my hands. There are three.
Talladega Nights.
Am I holding up three? There are three things that I think you target at Torrey Pines. And that's driving distance, like iron play from, you know, like 175 plus yards.
Totally.
And then around the green. So like the leaderboard is congested with bombers who don't have the yips from just off the green. That feels like Dustin to me. He's 20-1. This isn't like a great value play. I just, I'm putting money down on DJ this week.
Yeah. So by the way, of course, we're continuing our theme here with the outright selections. We did not get a hit last week. Bridget flirted with it. Willie Zalatoris, Seamus Power was up there for a bit, but not
he
to
was.
Be. This tournament, way more predictable. I mean, relatively speaking, on the PGA Tour as compared to last week, Bridget. I mean, the American Express is so hard to predict, and Jon Rahm is not a fan of the setup. Let's put it that way. I mean, predictable in the sense that you typically get the top line players to win here. Reed, Leishman, Rose, Day, Rahm, the last few years. So that gives you kind of a glimpse into where you want to focus in on with your player pool here. So Bridget going with DJ there. He's now 22-1, by the way. So.
Oh, okay.
You can even get him at a better number right now if you go ahead and bet him. But okay. Even the whole long layoff, you're not concerned about DJ? Interesting.
I'm not. And I'm changing it to 22-1 right now.
Go ahead. And you're doing 20 bucks so on each?
There we go. Yeah, I'm going to, the even distribution between the five. All right, I'm jumping into my next. I can't quit him. Also, I don't think I'm going to quit him the whole season, the whole year, whatever, however you want to market. Willie Zalatoris. Mm-hmm. He's 28-1. He rallied just a little too late at the American Express. He's off to a blistering start this season, though. He finished inside the top 15 three times already. Coming up, he finished sixth last week, so sixth place finish. He's been able to secure, like, the most positive results, in my opinion, from iron play. And I think that that's key at Torrey. He enters the week seventh in strokes. I have to look at my notes now. Seventh in strokes gained. And like for me, so honestly, he's 17th in greens and regulation percentage, but I just think the combination of his impressive stats and sort of how he's playing right now, 28-1 isn't all that great, but I feel like it's not really indicative of recent play. Like I think he probably should be closer to DJ's odds. So I like him at 28-1. I really thought he was going to pull it off last week. Willie Zalatoris.
I like him. I think he wins. I got him at 30-1, Bridget. So if you want to, you know, adjust, feel free.
What is going on here? I'm getting better odds. Maybe we go video all the time. So, uncomfortable, but you know, might win more money.
He's a big game hunter, right? Top 10s at the Masters, PGA Championship, API, a pair at the US Open. So this could be the coming out party for him this week, I think. You know, he's a bomber off the tee. Wiry guy, but creates a lot of lag with his swing, right? So yeah, I think he wins this week. So I'm with you on that. Fully endorse that pick.
It's funny because, so I think all five of these guys wins this week. So I like you saying, like, I think he wins this week, like emphatically. Do you think he wins this week more so than your other four picks?
Yes. Like that is my expert prediction.
Okay.
Like, one and done fantasy games like that. Will Zalatoris is going to win. But again, people call me Cam Auto Fade Rogers for a reason, Bridget. So, you know, proceed with caution. But you've got some long shots here the rest of the way. Kind of long shots.
I do. I'm learning so much about you today. Yeah. So, okay. Torrey Pines, quote unquote, I literally just debunked this and now I'm like going back to it. So speaking of two sides of my mouth here, but championship venue, right? Three-time major champion. This is such a personal pick, which I'm trying to get away from. I just want to say, like, let me get the elephant out of the room and acknowledge that he missed the cut here last year. And then he went, like, on a run, though. Like, with that being said, after missing the cut here last year, he flirted with, I'm just going to say his name, Jordan Spieth. He's 40-1. I had to take him, even though he missed the cut last year. The next start at Phoenix Open, he shared the 54-hole lead. Remember that? And then a week later at Pebble Beach, he owned the 54-hole lead. And then a month on from that, he converted the win on home soil at the Texas Open. So, like, I feel like Torrey Pines, it kind of, like, started something for him. Then when he came back for the U.S. Open, he was just talking, even though, like, I don't want to harp on the U.S. Open, but he was talking about Torrey in a different light. I actually was part of pulling a soundbite that he shared, like how he loves playing on that course and that seeing Tiger win on that course, win the US Open on that course sort of inspired him. So I just feel like he has good vibes, like good mojo coming from Torrey Pines last year. I think he's more patient now that he's become a dad. Also, like, that could be such, like, just a recency bias, but he just comes off as different. And T21 in Kapalua, which, like, isn't awful. Jordan Spieth, 40-1. I had to.
That is a pick from the heart right there. Not necessarily the brain and the data, but you know what? Sometimes you gotta go with it.
There's no data. Let's just
there's no data on Spieth.
There's zero data. Yeah. There's, you know, a 4-0 and then me liking him.
And that's, value, that's, I guess. In your opinion, value is all in the beholder, right? So
heart value? Yeah, I don't know. Heart value. If this was actual money, I would be the worst, because I would definitely just sort of throw caution to the wind. I'm trying to get away from it. I had to go with Jordan this week. All right. Moving now that we've gotten the elephant out.
Get
of
off
it,
of
moving
Spieth.
Forward. I'm off of Spieth. Wow. I am never off of Spieth. Let me just make that clear. Francesco Molinari, 66-1. It's been a while since we've seen Molinari in the winner's circle. His last win was, I actually saw him win. It was 2019, the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Right. I witnessed it. That day, he was world number 7. Last week, he came into the American Express ranked, I'm pretty sure I got this right, 249th. So his falls from ranks have been definitely steep and swift. He played excellently last week, though. He also was in the tie for 6th, along with Willie Z. And he looked confident. Like, for me, among the players in this week's field, with, I think the stat came from like 15 rounds, at Torrey Pines South. He has the 6th best in strokes gained per rounds. And then sort of tack that on to how well he played last week.
Yeah.
He posted just 3 top 10 finishes last season. They all came during the PGA Tour's winter swing through California. So he played well last week, 66-1. Honestly, I get it. Like, that makes sense for where he is in the current world rank. But I just think indicative of recent form, past performance in this area, I like these odds. Major Open, also a major champion. He won the Open Championship. Now I'm going on that major championship narrative, which I went against from the start. But Francesco Molinari.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of love in the industry here this week. And at 66-1, why not? So I like that play. And you have here also at 66-1, somebody we have not talked about a lot on this show, but he is coming on big time.
Yeah, so this purely came from doing homework last night. He's kind of like Will Zalatoris, except he's not that great at putting. I'm going with Luke List. He's also 66-1. I don't see his putting improving. I think it would have improved by now. He's been on the tour for quite some time. But I do think this week, where the normal, so three putt percentage this week is higher than normal. So I feel like with his not so great putting, that sort of brings the field, like it drops it back to him, his level. Of all the players in the Farmers Field, though, this was sort of my selling point. He's top 10 in strokes gained off the tee, driving distance, and strokes gained around the green over the past 50 rounds, while also sitting in the top in, cannot talk, also sitting top 20 in approach. So he's made the cut at this event the past 4 years, and he picked up his first top 10 here in 2021. So this is just like a kind of like running the like, query and numbers and just kind of like figuring out who else has value, and I like him. Luke List.
Big bomber off the tee. Approach game is great right now. The just concern is that flat stick. I mean, it's not Kyle Stanley bad, but it's kind of bad. But, you know, good value there at 66-1, so we'll see about Luke List. All right, so Bridget, you have DJ, Willie, Spieth, Molinari, and Luke List as your outright selections. Let's get into my picks here. You already know one of them, Will Zalatoris, 30-1. Talked about his pedigree at these big-time events. T7 at the American Express, top 5 in the field in ball striking and tee to green last week. So I'm going to go with Will Zalatoris as my projected winner, and he is my pick number 1 there. Number 2... you know what? I have three blind bets. One of them is Brooks Koepka at 33-1. And blind, I mean, like, let's just do it. Let's just go ahead and put him on my card and see what happens, because there's no real reason for me to pick Brooks Koepka. No PGA Tour top 10 since the Open Championship. So, like, this is one of those things where you have to wish it into existence, in my opinion. But we're talking about Brooks Koepka. And remember, Bridget, last year when, what, he missed 3 cuts in a row, showed up to Phoenix and won? It's Brooks Koepka, right? Big field, big driver of the golf ball, tough conditions, 33-1. Why not? Right.
He's Jordan. That's my Jordan play.
Yeah, that's my Jordan play right there. There's no real reason to do it.
Just throw him on my card, you know? Yeah.
And kind of channeling that same energy with this one too, Matthew Wolf, he's 62-1. If you look at the names surrounding him, he has more win equity, in my opinion, than any of the other guys. And yes, he missed the cut last week, but I think this event caters more to his skill sets. T15 at this venue, by the way, at the US Open last season. He's fourth in driving distance in terms of the 2020-2021 year, because so far this year, it's kind of early, not a big sample size. So I'm going off of last year, but he can bomb it off the tee. And I think Matthew Wolf makes a lot of sense at 60-1. Why not?
He can bomb it off the tee. I feel like bombers, although Brant Snedeker is like the conundrum for me here.
And Reed.
He's had so much. Sure, fair. They've had success at Torrey Pines, but I really do think that the optimized play is going with a bomber for sure.
Yeah. Which leads me to this guy. Again, gut play, Bryson DeChambeau. I don't like that his number got shorter. He's now 18-1. So I think a lot of public money came in, Bridget, and that means the number got shorter. So look, T26 at the US Open last year, but he was T4 and just two shots off the lead after 54 holes, people may remember. So like, this is the whole bomb and gouge thing. Do what you did at Wingfoot here this week at Torrey Pines. I mean, driving distance is the number one correlator to success at this event, and nothing is even close. So I'm going Bryson again. I don't love the number at 18-1. Gut play, kind of like Brooks, kind of like Wolf, but all these guys have serious win equity. And remember, Bridget, after the COVID shutdown, you had that long layoff. Bryson shows up and wins Rocket Mortgage, right? So maybe he shows up and wins out of nowhere. I don't know.
Just because I work for the OCA, I just need to put an asterisk on his performance was very well-rounded at Wingfoot. It wasn't indicative of the driving. He had all aspects of his game in tune, but I liked that.
And then finally, we're going way deep here, 80-1. But I think this guy actually has a shot to win this week. Ryan Palmer, elite tee to green game so far this year, if you check the data, Bridget. Obviously has great course history here. T2 back in 2020, right behind Mark Leishman. T2 back in 2018. He's finished T13 or better at this venue each of the past 4 years. So we're seeing this combination of good tee to green game in recent form and really good course history. And this is kind of like the Masters, where course history matters a lot. It's a sticky stat here at Torrey Pines. So Ryan Palmer at 80-1. Why not?
I love that. I almost went with that.
You did?
When you said 80-1, I was like, I know who he's going to say.
Yeah, that's a healthy number. I mean,
I love Palmer.
Let's take a look at the names around him right now. Cameron Tringale. Actually, Luke List is now 80-1, Bridget. Oh my God. So much changing happening.
Okay, so I did my homework like a little early or a little earlier than normal. I feel like I should not, or I just, so can I lock in these new numbers? Is that like—
I'll be kind. I'll allow this. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think it's because—
But if the role was reversed, I'd be like, no, I get to lock in my—
You would be like that, but I'm nice. I think it's also because of the start tomorrow, Bridget. You're getting a lot more action.
Sure.
Because of kicking off things tomorrow, so that could be it as well. But yeah, there you go. So Will Zalatoris, Brooks Koepka, Matthew Wolf, Bryson DeChambeau, Ryan Palmer are my outright selections. A bonus bet, if you will, Bridget, Xander Schauffele against John Rahm. I'm going Xander plus 175 in a matchup play, plus money. Like, I understand John Rahm has incredible history here. He's playing fantastically. But I'll just bet on volatility and Xander Schauffele playing well this week as well and beating out John Rahm. I mean, plus 175 is a pretty good matchup number, in my opinion. And by the way, John Rahm, Bridget, is 7-1 to win outright. I mean, that's unbettable, right?
Yeah.
You can't bet that.
He's the king of Torrey Pines. Just There's been so much chatter as of late. Justin Ray put out a slew of stats. He's just so good at
the king of Tory. Yeah.
Yeah, he really is. Although, let's not, no, hold on. We can't get ahead of ourselves. Tiger Woods, he historically loved this tournament. Won it a staggering 7 times from 1999 to 2013. So, like,
that's an important asterisk there. We're talking about the field this week. John Rahm, obviously.
Let me just throw out some Tiger numbers. She got me a little riled up there.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Our selections for this week's Farmers Insurance Open. Reminder, again, we kick things off tomorrow, Wednesday. It goes through Saturday. So it should be a fun week of golf, fantastic field. And Bridget, that's going to do it. Great to do this on video to kick things off.
So nervous. Sorry for everyone listening, not watching on video. If you watch the video, you'll understand why I sound so nervous, because I look it.
You were fabulous. I was fabulous. You listeners out there are fabulous. And the Believe Podcast Network is wonderful too. Shout out to Bet Online for the sponsors of this show. I'll talk to you guys this week. Plenty of more content. Talking to Jared Smith, sports betting analyst. Excited about that. And of course, my 10 best bets in 10 minutes on Friday. Coming off a 3-7 week, folks. So definitely tune in for that. We'll see you next week.
And I'll actually see you next week.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.